Okay, so there's only one of you from State Health Department, from what I could tell by the raised hands earlier. So just to qualify, although I represent the State Health Department from Maine, what we did here could probably be applied anywhere. So what I'm going to do is just share with you a little bit about what the Maine Center for Disease Control, which is the Maine State Health Department, did in order to prepare for accreditation. And really, there are some people who deserve a lot of credit, one of them being the NIFI grant and the CDC, but also the Maine CDC and the Public Health Performance Improvement Team were huge contributors, so I just want to acknowledge them. We're going to go a little bit about, go over real briefly the background. No, we're not. We're on presentation.
That's not yours?
Yeah, this is the one I did this morning.
Yeah. Right, it's not.
Yeah, the guy was saying he had some problems with the presentation. Yeah, I could talk, but you guys won't.
You might enjoy it.
All right, so we'll keep it at the disclaimer. and I'll wing it, I guess. Do you want me to wait, or? I think we should probably keep moving.
Yeah, I would.
All right. So, okay, so, interesting. Okay, so, let me just tell you a little bit about what we did. Unfortunately, I have notes. So, when Maine decided that it was going to go for accreditation, the group of people, decided that they would need a full-time accreditation coordinator. And so they hired a full-time designated accreditation coordinator to manage the day-to-day operations of gathering the documentation, facilitating the meetings, things like that. On top of that, they put together an accreditation steering committee that had has six members. Three of them are senior leadership division director level members, and then three of them are mid-manager level folks. And then the Maine Accreditation Champion Committee, which is about 30 people, and that represents all the different divisions and programs, and their role was really to help support the division directors and implement the activities that was that were designated by the steering committee. They started with the self-assessment, then set a direction based on the results of the self-assessment. They set up a framework and started collecting documents. Now, they talked, I think you guys talked a little bit about the using some kind of an external source, and what we did was we set up an X drive. So it was just a storage site that was strictly for, like, you have your N drive, your S drive, we had the X drive for the accreditation documents. And through communications, emails, and meetings, the staff started uploading their documents onto this X drive. The next thing we decided to do was we wanted somebody externally to review our documents to determine how ready we were. And this is one I did this morning.
Okay.
Just want to test this one. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that was okay. So let me catch this up. So this is what we're going to talk about today. key findings, lessons learned are coming up. So this is the outline of the model that we use, or the framework, with the accreditation coordinator leading the process, the steering committee, and then the champions team. The accreditation readiness review is kind of where I left off, and that is that we wanted to have an external group of people review the documentation to see where we were in the process, how ready we thought we were. We thought we were pretty ready. So we worked with ASTO to develop a documentation review evaluation process. We wanted an objective assessment, but we also wanted to experience what it would be like to have external reviewers come in and really kind of evaluate us and be the recipients of that evaluation, and also taking that feedback and figuring out how to absorb it and make those changes. So we got a review team of three folks. One was in-state. Two were part of the FAB beta test. So we felt like we had a really good team of evaluators coming in. We with that, they took the documents. We sent them, this whole process took about 7 months. They took the documents in August, they reviewed them, and then we were evaluated. We had an Adobe Connect meeting, sort of a webinar-type meeting with them, with the exception of the guy from Maine. He came up to Augusta, where we're located, and met with us and provided the feedback. And using the feedback approach, they created a template. One of the reviewers created a template that looks like this. And this is based, it's broken down into the domain, the standard, and the measure. So this is an actual piece of feedback. And I ran it by the folks to make sure they were okay with this one being shared with everybody, because it says largely demonstrated and fully demonstrated. But it breaks down each one to its very specific level. So we provided documentation for each measure, and then they reviewed it compared to that measure and gave us feedback and the reviewer score, as well as providing comments and the documents that were reviewed. So the person who evaluated or created this template said that this is going to be very similar to the real evaluation. So the kind of feedback was similar enough so that we thought it was going to be really valuable for us. Now, key findings and lessons learned. We had some strengths and we had some learning opportunities. Want to focus, there are several strengths outlined here, but I want to focus on the second one, the reporting and distribution of data and other to other agencies. We're particularly proud of that because when I started here about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years now, we had some real challenges with the local health departments, and there were personalities involved as well as a confusion about expectations about what kind of data and how specific the data would get that we would share, the state would share to the local health departments. So after 2 years, of hard work, this came up as one of our strengths. So people were very, very proud of that. But the other one I want to point out to you is the bottom one, second to the bottom, is the scorecard documentation. This one was outlined as one of our strengths. But if you dig under the hood, this is actually not a strength. And that's because we have a very good model set up for scorecard, for the scorecard documentation. It's working, it's viable, it's totally underutilized. So it just goes to show that sometimes when you're sharing documentation, it's really strong documentation, but it isn't necessarily reflecting the strength of the tool or the capacity that the tool has. So anyway, there are a lot of strengths here. We did pretty well. We did have some areas of opportunity. One of them were the big ones, the three prerequisites, the state health assessment, the state health improvement plan, and the strategic plan. Now, we knew going in that we weren't done these things and that we were working on. We were actually hoping to have these done before we actually filed for the accreditation piece, and retrospectively, we regret not having these completed before the review because we would have appreciated a lot of very specific feedback on how we were doing, but we knew that going in. So anyway, three areas of improvement that were huge and key. And then some measures were insufficiently met, and I thought these were very interesting pieces of feedback. There was missing documentation, submitting draft documents. So lessons learned for you guys, if you don't know this, don't submit anything that's in draft. And we would submit occasionally one example where two is needed, or we would use the same example for multiple places. Didn't work. And then there were little things, missing dates, logos, signatures. The devil's in the details. We got nailed on just some of the tiniest details. The quality was good, but the details weren't. So, piece of advice, document, document, document. Kind of like location, location, location. Tips on documentation. If it isn't documented, it doesn't count. My old boss used to say, if you didn't write it down, it never happened. So always write it down. Document, document, document. It should stand alone. It should be self-explanatory. We had a lot of documentation in there, well, a fair amount of documentation in there that was self-explanatory, but there was some that'd say, well, could you explain this? We don't know what this means. Or they would provide feedback that wasn't necessarily aligned with what we understood the document to be because it didn't stand alone. It needed some additional support or background information. And then the other thing is involving staff at all levels of the organization will increase the success of accreditation and improving practices overall. And we successfully did that, but there's still always room for improvement when it comes to involving everybody in the staff. So we're glad we did it. if anybody's interested in cost, it cost us, because we didn't have any travel fees, it cost us mostly time with the accreditation document readiness review team. It was about $5,000 overall. It was objective. It was fair. It was helpful in providing us with specific and targeted improvement areas so that we know, oh, we don't have to worry about that. We're doing really good here, but we really need to focus on this area. One point that they made very clear to us, which we understood, is that there is still no guarantee that going through this process will get us accredited. But it's a good exercise. It's a good exercise for the organization. It helped raise the level of raise the standards, raise the level of expertise and expectation, and it taught us a lot. So, recommend it. Thought I'd share it with you.